to the Coco Express Network. Talk radio that informs. Talk radio that inspires. Talk radio that enlightens. Talk radio for us all. Good evening, good evening, good evening, everyone. I am really happy to be here with you today because I guess you could say early this morning, I didn't even have a voice. And after a trip to the doctor and getting everything straightened out, I'm here to be with you. And I'm here today because, you know, it's really interesting. I know everyone is probably still kind of trying to wrap their heads around everything that transpired yesterday in regards to the presidential election. And I can't get myself wrapped up into it too much. I did my part. I voted. And that was all that was required of me. And that is what I did do. That was my duty, and it was fulfilled. And I'm back to doing what I love to do, which is being here with you this evening and introducing something new, something exciting, something innovative, something special. And I have to say, we have had a myriad of amazing guests on our show. We've had, in regards to the music industry, specifically rap or hip-hop, we've had Sparky D, Big Daddy Kane, and Furious Five. Now, those are some of the pioneers of the rap game, as they want to call it. And, you know, we sometimes wonder what the future is going to hold. And I have to tell you, the future has some amazing things in store for us. Just like this evening, we have with us Jazzy. And she is a powerhouse, let me tell you. She is, you know, interesting because most of the artists that I just, you know, kind of ran down to you, they're African American. And everybody thinks that, you know, hip hop is an African American music genre. And it's not. It really isn't. It has grown and it has developed and it has embraced so many amazing, talented artists. And tonight, we're bringing to you Jazzy. She is an Indonesian and Caucasian / Jewish lyricist. And, you know, it's funny. I know that, you know, Indonesians and Jewish, the community, they have this particular musical style. I call it a musical style. And, you know, you mesh that together, you get something amazing, and she is exactly what is happening right now. She is amazing. There's more to her than meets the eye. I want you to get to know her. I want her to tell us who she is and what she's got going on, because she has this single that she has out called Paper, and it's something pretty amazing. So I'm going to post that up on both my Facebook page and the website for you to look at, and so you can view it and see it for yourself. In the meantime, please let me introduce to you Jazzy. Hello.
Hello, it's Jazzy. Hi.
Oh, Jazzy? Hey, Jazzy, I do apologize.
No worries. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm excited to have you with us. Thank you for taking the time out to drop in.
Of course. Anytime. How y'all doing out there?
We out here handling it.
Yes, I'm in Los Angeles.
Los Angeles. Oh, okay. Yes, great. Now, tell us a little bit about you. Who are you? How did you get started, and why hip-hop?
Well, I'm Jazzy. I'm a hip-hop artist standing only at about 5 feet tall from Hawaii. I started music because I really needed an outlet to let out how I'm feeling, let out my creativity. I honestly, when I was a young girl, I really didn't know what I was going to be. You know, I started going to college, and then I decided, you know, this really isn't for me. I actually met my producer in Hawaii, and ever since we started making music, it just took off from there. But, you know, of course I had major struggles because being a hip-hop artist in Hawaii is hard, especially if you're female, because they're more reggae-based, right? So you just trying to come into the game and trying to win the heart of Hawaii is hard. But I was the first one and the only one to really do it. And I actually had to expand, and that's why I'm here in Los Angeles.
Okay, interesting. Now, you say that it's hard in Hawaii, and you were one of the first hip-hop artists to be featured on major media outlets. So how is that, you know, how is that for you? I mean, is it a major responsibility, a lot of pressure, or it's, you know, it is okay?
I absolutely love it, and I want more of it. I thank God for blessing me every day with these opportunities. But, I mean, it's definitely a responsibility. Everybody's watching you and looking at you and seeing what the next move is and seeing what they should do as their artistry as well and what to do with their career. So if I make a wrong move, then, you know, everybody's watching. So I definitely understand the major stars that are in the public eye today, why sometimes they do what they do or they say what they say.
Mm-hmm. And your cultural background, how did that influence your musical style?
I think it was more actually where I was at the moment when I started making music, when Jazzy was born, because I actually was born in Seattle, Washington, but my music career started in Hawaii. And so my sound is more, has an island base, but I go hard. I'm a storyteller and relevant as well. I love to make feel-good music, songs that any age can enjoy.
Okay. Yes, indeed. I will agree with that because I did enjoy listening to the samples of things that I had. Yes, you are something else. I mean, I know about, you know, big things come in small packages because I happen to be a little person too. So,
okay, that's my movement, Little Girl, Big Dream.
That's right. Okay. Yes, indeed. Now, how difficult was this making the transition from, you know, being a college student and going straight into just focusing on music and your art? How difficult was that transition for you?
Oh, my God. I think it was actually the hardest thing that I ever had to go through in my life up until now. I know I am going to have other obstacles that I'm going to have to cross later, but because when I decided that I wanted to start my music career, my family and my friends did not want to support me at all, and they thought it was a bad idea. They wanted me to, you know, they wanted me to stay in school, so my parents cut me off of everything. You know, they didn't support me in any way and actually went out of their way to, like, how do you call it, slander my name in public and on the internet with people that I know. And my friends did that as well. It was crazy.
Oh,
I had nobody. Yeah, and I didn't have a, you know, I didn't have a place to live. I was living in my car, and I was just doing what I had to do to get by. For real, it was a struggle.
Oh wow! So you had a lot of people trying to sabotage your career aspirations.
Yes, everybody that I thought loved me turned quickly and hated me.
Wow. So how's that now?
Like most of the friends that was haters, they're turning around right now because they see visually with their eyes that I'm successful with what I'm doing. But my family actually has not come around yet. I think they secretly in their hearts are, but personally to my face or my ears, they have not.
Oh, okay. Okay. And I do understand how families sometimes they have a vision and a dream of how their children should be. And when they don't do that, I think they're more crushed than mad at you. They're just crushed that their dream didn't materialize the way they wanted it to.
Exactly. And, I mean, I don't really know what to tell them except for the whole reason why I'm chasing my dream is because I seen that they didn't chase theirs, and I did not want to be like that.
Oh, I understand, and you know, you love them just the same, so that's all that really matters at the end of the day. Now, okay, having your music being played on, you know, major radio networks, media outlets, how was that the first time you heard yourself on a major media outlet? What was that feeling like?
It was almost like I've been there before, but I've never been there before. It was weird because it was everything that I was working for and grinding for. So when it was happening, I was like, well, this is supposed to be happening. But then again, I was so shocked. I kept getting goosebumps. I think I was crying. I don't know. I was freaking out. It was an amazing feeling. And it's always different. It's never the same. Even right now. I think I got goosebumps right now.
Oh, really? Now, okay, let's talk a bit about your musical style. You said that you keep it real. You're relevant. You talk about things that are going on. Now, some of these situations that you rap about, are they personal situations that you've encountered? Are they relevant to the times of what's going on in society? What are they usually about?
All of the above. And is it all of the above? And never fake. Never made up. It's everything that I've been through and that I've seen people go through and what I'm going through currently.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, as far as like, because, you know, when developing your persona, your brand, what was that like? Did you make the decisions on how you were going to be perceived visually, or did your manager kind of like have a lot of influence on that?
It just built over time. In the very beginning, I would just be outwardly creative with everything that I was doing, with my hairstyle, my look, and my sound. And then slowly but surely, we started the structure as I grew as an artist and, as a woman.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's really interesting because, sometimes we'll pick someone like Mary J. Blige, okay?
Right.
We saw her develop and grow. She went from being, straight up hardcore, and now she's this very sophisticated vocalist. And, sometimes you wonder, does this happen because they're going through something, or does this happen because they're being molded and shaped to be a particular way, or does this happen over time with the development of the artist?
I believe it's a combination of all of the above. Because for me personally, I mean, like you said, you have your hardcore section of your life. And that was for me in the very beginning when I first started making music. Everybody knew me for going hard, for breaking a microphone, for repping up the stage. And now, though, I understand what it is to be more put together because a more wide range of audience can appreciate it. And it's easier to take it, And you as yourself, as an artist, it's just like branding when you see a name brand of a cereal. It always looks the same. And you always know what that is, a Cheerios. And if it's different, then you're not going to know that it's Cheerios every time you walk into the store. So if I do the same, everybody's going to know it's me on first sight. They're going to know, that's Jazzy right there. That's Jazzy right there. But if I'm always changing up my look, then there could be a huge possibility that people's not even going to recognize it's me.
Okay, got you.
If I change my look and my sound, you know what I'm saying? I want people to know that it's me every time I'm on a track, no matter who I'm recording with or who I'm on the song with.
Okay. Now, making that transition out of the Hawaiian media market into the, globally, because that's what you're doing now, how's that transition going for you?
Well, actually, we was doing it from Hawaii, so we was the first to ever even expand out from Hawaii within Hawaii.
Okay.
It's We was on XXL, Worldstar, Hype Magazine, This is 50, Source Magazine. We was just doing it big from the very beginning. Even on my album on iTunes and everything like that. So it's just bigger and better now that we're on the West Coast here in Cali. Mm-hmm. Just closer to the people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's awesome.
You have more access and more ability to, connect because you're not on a remote island.
Oh, absolutely. But I love Hawaii. It's my home, and I miss it every day. I really do.
Okay. Now, let's talk about your music, okay? You have right now a single called Paper. Give us a little bit of background about that. and let us know, you know, how did you come up with the style, the content? Let us, you know, tell us about that.
Well, Paper featuring Vic Suave is my single off of my album called The Other One, which is dropping on November 24th, 2016. And how we got the idea for Paper is, you know, it's talking about that I'm on my grind. I'm on my hustle all day, every day. And it's actually funny because that's really me all the time. I don't have time for anything else. And it's mostly about, you know, maybe some other people want to be in relationships, which is great, or maybe they want to go party, which is great. But me, I hustle for my money to put it back into my music.
Okay, that's cool. That's really cool. So you answered some questions that I was going to ask you. You know, since you're on your grind 24/7, you know, how do you keep yourself grounded and I guess relaxed?
I never hesitate when it comes to buying something that I want to eat that's good. if there's anything in the world that I'll spend my money on, it's food. I love to eat. I mean, I always work out. Yes, I like to stay in shape, of course. But I'll eat good, man, I'm telling you.
Okay, I can feel you on that one because I'm a foodie.
I know, right? I think we all are deep down. Mm-hmm. How can you not?
Yeah, but, I mean, there's nothing like having a meal that just fills your soul and relaxes your body.
Oh, my goodness. I know that. Yes. And that's how I relax. That's how I relax.
Okay. That's great. Now, you've had your moments. What was the celebrity or artist that really just kind of had you struck?
What do you mean? When I was starstruck or that catapulted me to a certain degree? Or when I was starstruck?
Yes.
I believe when I was at Ron Newton's house. And he showed me a lot of history. If you don't know him, you can research him. Actually, his name is Ron Newt. And he is the real guy from Empire, the character.
Oh, okay.
But he is the cousin of Joe Jackson. And Michael Jackson is my favorite and most inspiring artist that I look up to. And he had this jacket that Michael Jackson wore in the Pepsi commercial, the one that the light fell on him and it caught on fire. Mm-hmm. And he had it sitting right there. And I believe when I was just around these kind of people and these elements, just knowing that I'm so close to stardom, that got me struck a little and teary-eyed.
Okay, musical royalty. That's what I call them.
What is it?
Musical royalty.
All musical royalty, yeah. Definitely.
Yes. Well, that's cool. That really is cool. And have you ever worked with an artist that kind of threw you off a little bit as far as trying to keep cool, knowing that you're working with this person?
No, it's mostly me throwing them off.
Oh.
I don't mean to, but I guess it's just my energy.
Okay. That's excellent. Now, you have another project that you're working on also, correct?
Because I'm always speaking my mind, and they don't really predict that.
Expect it? Okay.
Yeah. They don't think it's going to come out of my mouth or my head or what I'm saying. I keep it real all the time, so they're taken back by it, but they like it.
Okay. So you said that you have the movement Little Girl Big Dreams, and mm-hmm. You have another project, an indie film that you're working on, right?
Yes, I do. It's called Josephine,
mm-hmm.
and it's an independent film that I produced and filmed by Track Baby Films in Hawaii about a 17-year-old Hawaiian local girl that grows up in the streets and gets herself into some bad things. Oh, she's 13 years old. I'm sorry. She's 13 years old and gets herself into some bad things. And it involves a gun, it involves a murder, it involves robbery, it involves all of that. And mm-hmm. it just shows the life of Hawaii that people don't want you to see.
Oh, okay. Because we mm-hmm. really don't know too much about Hawaii because not too much news comes out of Hawaii.
Yeah, because they don't want you to see what we really see.
Oh, so they're just like everywhere else, I guess.
Yeah. They just want you to see the paradise, which is always good, but, you know,
mm-hmm.
not always that.
What got you into movie production?
Well, I think because we wanted to showcase our own creative idea and our own creative realness of what was really happening in Hawaii. But also, I'm always coming up with scripts and I'm writing stories and writing lines, and I just knew that it was going to end up there because my music videos are like mini movies. So it was just bound to happen.
Oh, okay. That's good. Now, when you're doing, okay, I just have like a flood of questions and everything, and I'm just going to keep them coming because you got the responses that I love. when you're doing your music videos, do you choose the location? Do you have complete creative control, or your producer, whoever is producing the video, are they the ones that make the decisions and doing the, you know, when doing that?
We're a team, so we collaborate ideas.
Okay, that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
That's really interesting because I know oftentimes people have people that they go, you know, this is what you're going to do. You stand here and you do that. But it's really good to hear that you have a lot of, I guess, influence on the different things that are going on within your career. And that's important. Now, how do you have things set up? Because, you know, it seems as if you are an entity as opposed to having a lot of outside influences. How did you set that up so people can understand exactly how it is to be an independent as opposed to someone who's working under someone?
Shoot, I believe that it's just my independency. You know, I've just always been independent as a young girl. But also, when I'm creating music, and I lock myself inside the studio. I don't like to listen to other people's music to influence mine. I'll listen to their music if I support them or if I just want to see what's out or what's new or what's hot, but I don't let that change my sound and who I am.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's funny. I mean, a lot of, now a lot of women are taking more control over their careers and how things are set up and how they are perceived. But there was a time that women just kind of like went with the flow. And it's really interesting to see and hear you say this. And do you believe that your brand is not comprised of just you as the hip hop artist, but you as the indie film producer? And what other things are you involved in as your brand is expanding and growing?
Yeah, I'm definitely just a jack of all trades, I feel. I'm definitely not the best at everything, but I'm good at a lot of things. I'm best at hip-hop, I'm best at music, I'm ghostwriting for other artists. I am even, you know, creating their music video idea concepts and their song concepts. So I just got a lot of creative, you know, flow within me, and I got to let it out, whether it's through a movie, through my own music, or through other people's music.
Oh, that's cool. That's really good. Now, if you had the opportunity to tell the young you something that you know now, what would you tell the young you?
That is so funny because I feel like I talk to my young me every single day. And I always am consistently telling her one thing, and it's, you got this. You got this. This is what you wanted. You knew it was going to be hard. But you're doing it. And don't give up. And go harder. And every mistake that you learn from, correct it. Because
all right,
there's always going to be somebody out there that's going to want your spot, whether you got a little or a lot.
Okay, I hear you. Now, if you had to tell any of these new up-and-coming, you know, people fresh out the box or thinking about getting their toe wet, what advice would you give them?
I would say you got to work hard, and the industry is changing. day by day, so you have to keep yourself relevant. You got to know what people are looking for. And somebody told me this one time, and they said, you know, the music is great if you're making it for you, but in reality, you're making it for everybody else. You got to know what they want.
That's really good advice. That really is good advice, because if only you want to listen to it, then why are you putting it out there, correct?
Right, then it's a hobby.
Yes. Now, where can people find you? What are your tour dates like and all of that?
You can find me on my website, Jazzy Music Hawaii, J-A-Z-I, musichawaii.com, to get all your information on that site.
Okay. All right. Okay. Now, any other projects that you have going on that you haven't discussed?
Well, I already discussed the other one, which is coming out November 24th, 2016.
Mm-hmm.
I also got a new music coming out called Survive. And that release date is to be announced soon, which you can find on my website.
Okay, excellent.
And I'm also working on some movies, a comedy film, as well as a Josephine movie.
Oh, okay.
I can't speak on the other stuff right now.
Okay, not a problem. So since you're in California, are you branching out any, TV shows, reality shows, or anything like that in the wind for you?
I actually just turned down a TV show.
Okay, really?
Yeah.
Interesting. That's interesting.
They wanted me to hold a gun. So I was like, you know, that wouldn't even be me in real life, so I'm not going to portray that.
So you have a persona that you want to maintain, you know, you want to maintain a particular image of yourself, and you're not going to compromise that no matter what.
I'm a hip-hop artist.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not a gangster, not a gangbanger.
Okay.
Even though I'm around that 24/7, but that's not me, and that's not what I want to portray to my little girl with big dreams out there, or little dudes with big dreams. You ain't got to do all that.
That's excellent. I mean, I have to tell you, you are just an amazing, I call you a powerhouse. That's exactly what I call you. That's the verb that I'm using to describe you. You're
like
a powerhouse.
That.
Yes. And I have to tell you that this interview has been really enlightening and eye-opening for me, because, you know, oftentimes you hear like a certain side of situations and you're like, okay, so that's how it works. But you're showing me that there's so much more to being an artist. There are some sacrifices that you have to make to pursue your goals and your dreams. And you have to be really, really sure this is what you want to do, because it comes with a lot of challenges. And you've discussed some of the challenges that you've had to endure, and yours was having the people that you loved and cared for kind of like step away and leave you out there to figure it out for yourself.
Right. And sacrifice is the name of the game. And that's why many artists out there don't make it, because they're not willing to sacrifice simply their time to be a way to talk to you right now, or to share their music with somebody. They're not willing to sacrifice their money to be able to put it back into their music to promote it so people can see it and enjoy it on different platforms such as iTunes, iHeartMedia, Spotify, Google Play, which is all of the WorldStar, which is where you can find my single Paper on all those media outlets title. But, you know, like I said, they're not willing to sacrifice.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you took the time and the opportunity to be with us, and we would love to have you back when you have some more time.
Of course. Anytime. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And anybody out there listening, I appreciate y'all for tuning in. Shout out to my supporters and my fans, because y'all make me. And please, please follow me. Hit me up on Instagram and Twitter at Jazzy Hi, J-A-Z-I-H-I. I will talk to you back. I love talking to my fans.
Okay, great. That's excellent. That's good to know. And I'm going to reach out as well so I can follow you and find out what's going on in your world, because it's very interesting. So I want to, I always leave my guests with, you know, my my listeners would want a final word, but I'm going to let you have that one tonight.
One final word? You mean a sentence or just one word?
A sentence, leaving them with a nugget so that they can hold on to.
The only thing that is consistent is change. You got to change yourself to change the outcome of what you want, of what you see, and what you desire. Be the change you wish to seek.
All right, all right. And on that note, I'm going to tell everyone, be well, take care of yourself, and God bless. Thank you so much, Jazzy. I appreciate you so much for coming on board and chatting with us. And I will definitely reach out to have you back again. It was a pleasure.
I appreciate it. Thank you. I feel the love. I feel the love.
Have a good night.
You too.
For more content, visit us at thecocoexpressshow.com.